Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Senior kicker Nick Edwards' opening kick goes into the end zone over the head of kick returner number 32, Lucas Jones. And the Oldham County Colonels will possess the ball first in this game. Oldham County 1-1 on this season, young season, after an opening loss on the road at Ballard. Come back last week to defeat North Oldham. They come out in a two wide receiver set, two on the near side, two running backs in the backfield, quarterback in the shotgun. That's number 14, Eric Edwards, who hands off right side, and the running back will be met in the backfield for a loss on the play. 21, Drew Mack on the tackle for Shelby County. He lines up at the defensive tackle position tonight for the Rockets defense. The Rockets wearing all navy blue with the navy blue helmets and the gold SC. Oldham County in white trimmed with royal blue. Quarterback junior Eric Edwards in the shotgun. He has a running back behind him and one flank to his left. Wide receivers on both sides of the set. Here's the snap. He'll drop back the pass. Looks left, and he'll fire incomplete to the left side, looking for number 18, William Stanley.
I think our question was answered. I think that was Brandon Davis on the cover.
Davis is indeed in the game, wearing number 2 tonight, so that's a good sign for this Rocket team, as he'll play both sides of the ball, and this defense has forced an early 3rd and long.
This is what, you know, we was talking about. We need a defensive line to get the pressure on them, put them in the passing situation. Now we can really come after them with 3rd and long.
Same formation, two wide receivers near side. Shotgun is Edwards. He'll drop back, look right side, and this one is a low pass intended for Stanley, and it's incomplete. And that's a 3 and out for the Colonels on their first drive.
I mean, that was a great defensive stand right there. We got them in the passing situation, played them in tight on the outside. So didn't give them many passing lanes to throw. Got them in punt coverage. We should get this ball about midfield.
Keyshawn Catlett and Ethan Goree in the secondary on coverage for that 3rd down play. And the punt formation now from the 19 for Oldham County. Low snap, skips off the ground. This is a low kick. Bounces at the 40, back to the 50 and across midfield. Here's the return from Keon Stoney. He's got the open field. One man to beat. And he'll go into the end zone, and they'll call a flags here on the play for a block in the back, and that was Keyshawn Catlett.
Keyshawn got sort of tried to take a block on him, and he just had the hands out. I don't know if he got the hands on him or not, but the guy did go down.
When three officials throw laundry on the field, there's pretty well no doubt that this one's not going to be overturned. So the head official now will make his call, and it will be a block in the back against the Rockets. But a great return there for Keon Stone, who came up, picked the ball up. Once he made the first step forward, he was already past 4 or 5 defenders who had overrun coverage. But Shelby County, nonetheless, in business here in the Colonel territory. They'll take their first drive from the Colonel 31. Moving from right to left across the dial, Tyler Drain, the senior quarterback at the helm, lines up in the shotgun with Caleb Moorhead lined up behind him. Davis to his left, Stone to the right. Here's the snap. The pitch out to Davis. He'll run to the far side, try to get back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down for probably no gain, as the far official looks like he's marked it down back at the 31.
I'll tell you what, they crashed 2 guys from the outside right on Tyler, and he barely had a chance to pull and even pitch it.
That was number 5, Neil Smith, on the tackle for Oldham County. James Bradley trots off the field for Shelby County, 2nd and 10. They're on the far hash mark. Tyler Drain in the shotgun. Here comes Stone to our near side in motion. They'll hand it up the middle to Moorhead. He fights through a tackle, gets his way inside the 25, and they'll mark him down at the 24-yard line. So a gain of 7 on the play there for Shelby County, which brings up 3rd and short.
I'll tell you what, when you got a All-State Arnold Mitchell and a Hayden Tedford right there, give the guy the ball and let him go right behind him.
Tedford the senior tonight, going up against number 45, David Kimball, for the Colonels. Here's third and three. Davis to the near side. Drain gets Stone in motion, sweep to the left. He'll stop and try to cut up field before being tackled for a loss at the 26-yard line. And so right now the Rockets are staring down a fourth down play with 9:15 left to go here in the first. This is in range for Josh Edwards.
And we got a nice south wind, you know, coming all across the top of the scoreboard tonight, right down toward the parking lot.
Looking for
equipment problem. We got blood on Jordan Nava.
Nava comes off as they blew the play dead and
sort of end the game for him.
Now they'll whistle the clock to restart. 9:08 on the clock. It's fourth and five for Shelby County from the Oldham County 26. Here's Drain with the snap. He'll pitch it. This is Davis going to the far side. He's got the first down. Makes another man miss. Cuts to the end zone and touchdown.
Welcome back, Brandon Davis.
26-yard scamper for number two, Brandon Davis, who ran around the right side on the option pitch. Great blocking on the exterior, and the Rockets are on the board for the first time here at Robert Doyle Stadium with 8:52 left to go in the first.
That was a great start right there. Ran, you know, took a chance with the fourth and four, ran that option perfect to the outside, and away Brandon went.
Edwards on for the extra point. Snap, hold, kick is up, and good. 7-0, Shelby County with the early lead on the Colonels. With 8:52 left to go, we'll step away. You're listening to Rocket Football on 93.3.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Edwards with the kickoff that goes into the end zone for his second touchback of this game, and the Colonels will start first and 10 from their own 20. Rockets on top, 7-0 after the 26-yard run by Brandon Davis. The Oldham County offense back on the field. Junior quarterback Eric Edwards in the pistol formation here, clapping for the snap. Going to hand off right side. Here's going to be a flag as running back Tommy Grogan gets around the right side, but I believe this is going to be a hold.
We did a nice job of really stretching that thing out. Probably if it wasn't a hold, we'd had him for a loss of yardage there.
Here's the indication. It is a hold against Oldham County. Goree was, I believe, the victim of the hold here on the outside, but so many guys were over here quickly. Justice Powers, another one who stepped up in the backfield to pressure that run. And they'll back Oldham County up now to inside their own 10. This one's spotted down at the 8-yard line, and they'll replay first down, first and 22. Here's Edwards from the gun, going to pass, throws right side. Contact here between Brandon Davis and Chase Samples, the intended receiver. No flag thrown as this one falls incomplete on the slant, and it'll be second and 22.
It appears that Coach Shipley's got a lot of faith in these corners because we're playing them man-to-man on the outside. Oldham County's showing a tight end that they haven't been showing too much their first two games.
Oldham County, according to Coach Shipley, is about a 50-50 run-to-pass offense, so we're going to see Edwards throw it around tonight. Second down, here's the snap. He'll drop back, throw right side. This one's complete to Stanley. He'll cut back toward midfield before being brought down by Ethan Goree and James Bradley. That gang gets him back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be third and 10 from the 20.
All right, we got him in third and long again. It's time to bring the house, put a little heat on him. see if we can get a punt from deep in their own end zone again.
Substitutions being made from the huddle here as we see Stanley go off the field. He's their leading receiver. Now we'll see Chase Samples and go. They'll go trips left here to the far side. Erics Adams, or the quarterback here, grabs the snap. He's under pressure now as he tries to cut upfield. Nowhere to go. And Erics Edwards, brought down at the 22-yard line. And 21 where they'll spot him down. It's the fourth down for Oldham County.
Another great defensive stop there by the Rockets. Brought the pressure from the outside, forced him up the middle. Linebacker stayed at home and got him on the ground after a two-yard gain.
Fourth and 10 now for the Colonels and their second punt of the game. This snap much better than the first, but another low kick bounces at the 46. Stone's going to let it be killed at midfield, and that's where Shelby County will start their second drive of the game on the north side of the 50.
You know, another great field position. You know, we can really put the pressure on them, getting those defensive stops, and, you know, we starting playing a short field with them. We'll take that all night.
Shelby County ahead 7-0 with 7:10 left to go in the first quarter. Brandon Davis running a 26-yard touchdown on the option pitch. And senior quarterback Tyler Drain in the shotgun. First and 10 from the 50. Hands it off up the middle to Caleb Moorhead. He'll bounce around in the pile before being spotted down in Colonel territory. That's going to be marked down at the 42 for a gain of 3.
Just a little give to the fullback right there. It didn't look like Tyler had much pressure on him on that play. See how they're going to play the defense on him from now.
They break the huddle. Near side is Keyshawn Catlett, split out for the Rockets. Had a chance to talk to him yesterday on the Todd Shipley Show. Very nice young man.
That was a great interview.
Here's Drain, hands off and a fumble on the ground. Oldham County is going to dive on top of it, and the exchange between, looked like Davis there again, and Drain falls to the turf, and Oldham County gets the first turnover of the game.
Well, that's what we said the Rockets could not do. Not sure what the problem was there. I do know Dollar and Davis were having a little chat about it coming off the field.
Drain comes off, talks with offensive coordinator Nick Edwards. Going to have to tidy that up. And now Oldham County back in business and in their best field position of the early going of this ball game. They've spotted the ball at the Rockets 49. Here's the shotgun snap. They'll hand it off to the left side. I believe that's going to be 81, Blake Caudill, who fought to the line of scrimmage. We're going to give him about a gain of 1 on that play to the 48. So what we've seen so far from this Oldham County offense is a couple wide receivers. They'll mix it up on either side, and then they'll leave a couple of running backs here, as they will this time in the backfield with Erics Edwards. One split to Edwards' right, one directly behind him. Two wide receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Second and 9 from the 48. Here's the snap. Handoff, left side. That's going to be Tommy Grogan on the carry for the Colonels as he'll bounce down to the 44-yard line.
You know, that was a little bit good little run there by Grogan. Coming up, made a hard cut, bounced it out a little bit up through the middle. Third down. Time for a nice stop right here.
William Davis on the stop for the Rockets on the last play, and now a 3rd and 3, I'll call it 3rd and 4, from the 44-yard line. Drop back. Here's Erics Edwards to pass. This one's intercepted. Ethan Gurley got it on the left side. He sees nothing but daylight in front of him and a host of blockers. He will take it in for the touchdown. Pick 6, Ethan Gurley.
That was an excellent break on the football. Looks like we're playing a little bit more zone that time. Sit back and read it and broke perfect and 57 yards, INT.
The pass to the near side from Edwards was a little bit late and an errant throw as I believe the route was a little bit more to the sideline. And Gorey and another Rocket defender, I couldn't tell who that was. I think it was James Bradley back there with him. But nonetheless, number 13 for the Rockets takes it to the house and evens the turnover margin with 4:51 left to go in the first. The Rockets await an extra point here from the senior kicker, Josh Edwards.
You know, that's exactly what you want. You know, your offense, they let you down. They laid it on the ground. Defense comes right back, picks them up, gets the ball back, and even scores.
This kick is up and good. 14-0, Shelby County on top of the Oldham County Colonels here from Robert Doyle Stadium. With 4:51 left in the first, we'll step away on Power 93.3 and Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lincoln Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Welcome back to Shelby County High School and Robert Doyle Stadium, where the Rockets are on top of the Colonels 14-0. The kickoff here was administered from the Colonel 45, so we're not sure what penalty we may have missed on the extra point or even in the return on the interception. I never saw any flag, but apparently that's something we both missed.
About 10 yards is usually a hold somewhere.
I did
not see it. You know, we tried an onside kick right there. Got the ball, but we were jumped offside.
It was about as – it was one of those perfect hops that Edwards kicked on the onside with a short field. The penalty backs him up now to the 50 of the re-kick. He approaches the ball, and this one has a chance to go through the uprights. I think it does. Out of the end zone for a touchback. Josh Edwards. Josh is having quite a year so far kicking the football.
Well, you know, we've got a good strong wind here. He's got the leg anyway. It'd be good for the defense to get another stop here, and let's get the ball back at midfield again.
With 4:50 left here in the first, Oldham County in their third drive of the game. They'll start from their own 20. Here's a new quarterback. He'll hand off up the middle. The new quarterback for Oldham County, number 2. And we don't have that, number listed. Probably a Parker Caudill. Haven't seen 6 out there yet. I'm going to assume that that's who that is until we can verify otherwise. But Caudill comes in to take over for this offense. Short gain on first down. A 1 yard run. We'll call it 2nd and 9. Now we have 5 wide receivers, an empty backfield. Here's a pass, and it's complete for no gain. Brandon Davis in coverage wrapped up William Stanley about as quickly as he caught that pass. And I don't think they're going to move. We'll double check with this official on the spot. They are going to give him 2, but very good tackle and open fields by the Rockets defensive back. So now 3rd and 7. Another 5 wide receiver set in there. Here's a quarterback that's going to get wrapped up and sacked for a loss. The pocket absolutely collapses around Parker Caudill, the freshman quarterback of Oldham County, and Drew Mack on the sack for the Rockets. And that brings up 4th down, another 3 and out for this defense.
That's what the defense really needed right there. Got another good stop, gave up 3 yards on that series. Again, standing at midfield waiting to receive the punt. Looks like we might be coming after this one.
Blake Caudill, the punter, takes the snap. Here's another low kick, and they're going to not throw a flag as the punter goes down. Here's Stone on the return. He's going to bring it to the near side before being wrapped up by Oldham County's Lucas Jones. A flag on the play thrown from the near side official back at the point of the return at about the 46-yard line.
Now, let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Thrown for the near side official from the sideline over to the far hash.
And that flag is landed. It's on the far side hash, and he stood at the 50 where the number on the field is. That's about as long of a flag toss as I've ever seen.
Oh, pushing the back?
Yep. Blocking the back against the Rockets on the return. And so Keon Stone, who's done a nice job of decision-making of whether or not to pick up some of these low kicks on punts, This one had a return back up to near midfield, but the flag is going to put Shelby County back in their own territory. They mark this one down at the 37-yard line, first and 10.
We have a stoppage of play here. Now we're going to have
exchange the football.
Exchange the footballs from Shelby County's sideline. Most folks don't realize that, but both teams provide their own balls when they're on offense. Oldham County plays with theirs that they bring. Shelby County football that they prefer as well. Here's Drain in the shotgun. Stone in motion. They're handed off up the middle to Caleb Moorhead. I'm mistaken. That was Drain on the keeper. Moorhead sold the fake, and Drain bounced outside, a gain of 3 on the run for the senior quarterback.
I'm going to be honest with you, that's a triple option. You thought one guy had it. I thought another guy had it, and the quarterback had it.
Well, Keon Stone was in motion, and then he burst upfield. So it was a bit of a tricky play. That's second and 7 now from the 40. Stone in motion to the near side. They do give it to Moorhead on this carry as he gets near the 45. They'll put the ball down at the, well, they haven't put it down yet. Now they'll do it at the 43-yard line. So right now the Rockets staring down a 3rd and 5.
You know, I guess Coach Edwards seeing something up the middle. That was a straight give to Moorhead there.
James Bradley comes to the near side with Brandon Davis. Moorhead lines up behind Drain. Stone in motion to the near side. Drain drops back, going to throw a pass. It's floated over the head of Bradley.
It looks like we were trying to get a little wheel right there where wheel route where Davis comes out of the backfield, down the sideline, had him over, and I think Tyler got a little pressure on him. Had to get rid of it a little bit too quick.
And so that will bring up 4th down and 5, and the Rockets will trot out Josh Edwards for his first punt attempt of the game with 1:33 left to go in the first. Shelby County on top, 14-0.
Lucas Jones is deep for Oldham.
Standing at his own 15, here's the punt. A high, beautiful spiral kick that's going to bounce inside the 5, and it takes a backspin to the 5-yard line and will be marked down inside the 10 by Colin O'Hare. Great coverage by the special teams unit, and Oldham County will start from their own 6-yard line on a beautiful punt from Edwards.
Josh Edwards put that one high and tight. The receiver went back, went to fair catch for it. That ball just kept floating, and he said, I want no part of this.
60-plus yards on the punt for Edwards,
and that was with no roll.
It was a beautiful, beautiful spiral. I mean, wow, it looked like somebody threw it. So with 1:22 left to go in the first, here's Oldham County inside their own 5, and this one is a broken play. The quarterback, number 2, as we've been told now, is Aaron Harden, brought down as he tried to scramble, and he's brought down for a loss. That's going to be at the 3-yard line now. Drew Mack on the tackle for the Rockets.
You know, that's something that Oldham's done the first 2 games. Bring in a second quarterback late in the first quarter, second. We'll see the starter back in here soon.
Here's Stanley on the end around. It's actually, he went in motion to the left side. They handed it off to him, and he's got yardage back to the original line of scrimmage, I believe. So they'll mark it down at about the 7-yard line. So 3rd down and 9 for the Colonels. This is their 4th drive already here in this opening quarter with 22 seconds left. Here's the snap. 5 wide receivers. They're going to throw it right side. This one is picked up. It's Keyshawn Catlett at the 20. Going down inside the 10. Flag on the field. He dives for the pylon. He's going to be marked out of bounds just shy of the end zone. There is a flag on the play that lays just inside the 5-yard line. Not sure if that was before the interception. I've got to believe it was on the return.
I think it was before the interception. That's thrown by the line judge right in front of him, which is usually a sign of somebody who's offsides or something.
Coach Shipley clapping. It's going to be an illegal shift on Oldham County. So it was a snap infraction, and they'll decline that penalty. And so Keyshawn Catlett, with his first interception of the year, takes it inside the 5. They've got it marked at the 1-yard line with 11 seconds left here in the first. And Shelby County looking to add on.
That was a great athletic play by Keyshawn. He went high and grabbed that one on the fingertips. It wasn't like it floated right to him. He went after that and made a great pick.
He'll line up on the left side, wide out. Davis next to him in the slot. Here's Stone in motion, and Drain's going to keep it up the middle. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Shelby County. Tyler Drain on the 1 yard, a quarterback keeper. And the Rockets add to their lead here in the first with 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. We've seen the offense punch it in twice and the defense with a pick six.
I don't know, Sean. I'm just about happy to give that last one to the defense.
I'm going
to
tell you,
it was within a foot.
Within a yard, yeah. Keyshawn with a 22-yard interception return to the 1 yard line. Now Drain punched it in. Here's the extra point kick. It's up and good. 21-0. The Rockets have dominated the first quarter of play from Robert Doyle Stadium here tonight in what's the home opener for Shelby County. And it's been all Rockets. We'll step away. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3.
Need to put a new midsize ag tractor to work on your farm? Now during Kubota's Shift into Sales Savings event, you can put acclaimed M-Series tractors to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cab in class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Edwards kick goes into the end zone for the fourth time tonight to put Oldham County at their own 20-yard line to start first and 10 with 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's been all Rockets so far, 21-0.
You know, the Rocket defense has been really strong. I don't think we've given up a first down yet. Got a flag.
Head official tosses a flag here and now waves it off, and it looks like they're going to give Oldham County a timeout. I believe he thought that was going to be an illegal substitution, but I think the Oldham County head coach, Mike Schatzer, saw what was going on, was able to avert the infraction. And we'll keep it here during the penalty. 7.4 seconds, 75 degrees here tonight at Robert Doyle Stadium in what has been a beautiful evening for high school football. Talked to them many times about the way this facility has evolved over the spring and now here into the fall. The field is absolutely picturesque.
And we got a great crowd here tonight, too.
There's a lot of folks that have come out, and what an evening to do so. Oldham County marches back out of the timeout as the Rocket defense takes their stance and another whistle. 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. It's still Aaron Harden at quarterback in the shotgun, hands it off right side. It's going to be a tackle made after about a yard gain. Tommy Grogan on the carry for the gain to the 21 as time expires here in the first quarter. So Shelby County, in their first action here at Robert Doyle Stadium, takes a 21-0 lead after quarter number one. Sean Cressup alongside Tom Doyle will step away as we await the second quarter. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3 WXLN.